Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
This week's episode of the Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by our sponsor, 24/7 Moving. Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and today we're rolling out the red carpet and chatting all about the 2023 Oscars. And who better to talk all things film than my fellow fangirl and special correspondent, Chyna. How's it going, friend?
I'm doing great. Hello, hello.
Now, I thoroughly enjoy the Oscars. I mean, the entertainment, the host, everything that comes with it. But this is, without a doubt, what we would call your cup of tea, because this is your national holiday. This is your Christmas. This is, You are a film major, and I love seeing your overview of the Oscars, the nominations, award season in general. Explain to our listeners the importance of award season to you.
Award season is by far my funnest time of the year. I call it my Christmas. Everyone knows this. I take the day off, especially for the Oscars. I take the day off. It's a whole event. People are invited. I throw the party every year. Like, it is my life goal to own a house simply to throw the biggest Oscar party every year. That's my life goal. Don't need a house for any other reason but to throw the party. It's gonna be epic. Red carpet, it's gonna be great. A lot of people don't see the movies as much as I do, but I'm usually at the theaters 3 days a week if I can. I see just about everything that comes out, especially when things are nominated. Once Oscar nominations come out, it's like game on. I make the list. It's drawn out. It's beautiful. There's a checklist. It's a whole thing. Hopefully by then I've seen majority of the list, because if not, it's a big mission to get to see everything else. But yeah, no, I take it very seriously. It is my holiday season. It is the merriest time of my year. I am Santa Claus. I am making a list. I'm checking it twice. It's a whole ordeal. So happy holiday season.
Yes. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
In March. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Before we jump into it, into our like our favorite picks, how do you pregame this holiday season?
Ooh.
What are your go-to snacks? What traditions do you have to celebrate the season?
It's a lot of movie nights in my house leading up to it. Oscar day. Like I said, it's Christmas. We are up in the morning. We are making the ballad. We are making the charcuterie boards. We're popping the popcorn. We're popping the champagne. We usually have a bottle of wine or two at the house. You know, everyone comes over. You pregame with the red carpet. My sporting event is judging the red carpet. It is a whole activity. Who wore it best? What are the colors of the year? I love to see it. People's interviews. Who's awkward? Love the awkward interviews. I live for them. Come for the red carpet. You stay until the very end. You discuss all the things. It's a whole day event at my house.
I'm ready for some tea. Are you ready for some tea?
Always.
All right. So this is the part of the show where we spill the tea. And typically, this means spoilers. In this case, for this specific episode, we're talking about all of our favorite Oscar picks, who we're rooting for, and why we think they will be chosen. So buckle up, fans. We're about to spill some tea. Well, serious question. Who do we think is going to take Best Supporting Actor?
I want Ki-Young Kwang to win in the most wholesome way. I just think the way that he has gone about this role and coming back into Hollywood scene and everything he has said on all the different speeches, give this man the world. Right. Where I'm at. Like, just give him everything. Let him have whatever he wants. Just go ahead. Give him all the rules. I hope this puts forth that energy for this man, because not only is he beyond deserving, because I think Everything Everywhere All the Time was amazing, one, and honestly should sweep this as much as they've been sweeping everything else.
Agreed.
It's that phenomenal. But he himself, like, such a pure soul, and everything he's been saying about how he didn't think there was a place for him in Hollywood anymore, and him coming back, I think is such an amazing story. And I really hope this continues for him.
He did a great job just in the trailer.
Yeah, he was amazing.
And trailers that give away too much are always super frustrating to me. If I feel like I've watched the whole movie in the trailer,
yeah,
I don't need to see it.
I think the editors of trailers have such an important role in film, in the box office numbers, and make me excited, make me want to go. So that movie, that trailer was, I don't know what's happening, but this looks cool. I'm coming.
Best supporting actress.
As much as I want Everything Everywhere All the Time to sweep everything, Angela Bassett, though.
Thank you.
Like, Angela Bassett. And I was thinking about it today. There's two scenes in Wakanda Forever that was like, done, give her the Oscar now, right?
Yes.
It's the opening scene at like the World Council.
Yes.
That scene, but then also the scene with Okoye in the throne room. Just hand it to her. It's cool. We know. Just slide it over.
I would even say when she passes away, she makes a point of making sure Riri gets to live. She was passing the torch and I was like, oh, so beautiful. No, I'm not ready for you to go. But
oh, no, I wasn't either.
Oh, no, not at all. She did a phenomenal job. And my vote, hands down, is for Angela Bassett. Best actor.
I think Austin Butler is probably the one that everyone's thinking is going to win, given that he's won multiple awards for this. Mm-hmm. I think Austin Butler is more on the running at this point, but I really do. All my friends who have seen The Whale, literally they'll like text me like, have you seen The Whale? And I was like, no, I haven't yet. And I was like, why, is it good? And they'll just text me in all caps, Brendan Fraser, with like all of the hands up emojis, all the things. And I'm like, based on like what I have seen already, probably Austin Butler. What I do love about this category for this year, every single one of the men in this category are first time nominations. There's 16 first-time nominations in the Oscars in total this year, and five of them are the entire category for Best Actor. To see everyone being like first-time nominees, I think that's really cool.
So we're rooting for Brendan, but we're thinking it's Austin.
Yes.
Agreed.
This is where I'm at.
Best Actress.
Oh, Michelle Yeoh. Done. Yes. To me, there's no other choice. As much as I loved Michelle Williams in The Fabelmans, like, loved her. She's great. She's always great, right? She's always amazing at everything she does. This is Michelle Yeoh's moment. She is the moment. This is where I'm at. She is the moment. That's my whole hot take on the Oscars, is she is the moment.
Who do we think's taking Best Picture?
I think I'm going to stand on the same hill that I will always stand on. Everything Everywhere All the Time takes it all. This is where I'm at. I just also want to see that entire cast on stage with the Best Picture. Just, again, they're so adorable and so cute, and they're so humble, and they're just so appreciative of everything. And the film was amazing. So take it all. Go ahead. Sweep it everywhere. Sweep the whole thing.
I think it's going to be a toss-up between Everything Everywhere and The Fabelmans. I think
that too.
I think that's the narrow race that's going to be really competitive more than anything.
Right. As much as I really want Everything Everywhere All the Time to sweep everything, The Fabelmans was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I remember walking out of that theater being like, this is it. Like, this is why cinema is cinema. This is why film was created. I want to create film more now. I want to go out and shoot something right now. It was so stunning. So I will take that. You're right. It is the narrow race for sure.
I don't know. I feel like Spielberg flexed the muscle that we didn't know.
We didn't know, right? He was holding this for a minute, because this is, you know, his story, his family. He was like, you know what? I think I need to drop this right now. Unprepared. We were all unprepared for the greatness that is his life story.
Right. Let's drop it when everybody least suspects it. Here we are.
Done.
Yeah. When he saw the competition, he was like, ah, oh, damn.
Yeah, right. You got to plan out the year you're going to drop this, man. You're like, what else is on the slate to come out this year? Hold on.
I bet he thought it might be a landslide. And then the competition got real thick real quick.
Yeah, facts.
All right. And we can't talk about the Oscars without Oscar snubs. And there were some very big snubs this year that I do not appreciate.
Yes. Like, my soapbox is just completely covered with Viola Davis's face. And I will stand on this forever. Woman King should have been nominated at least for Viola Davis, if not for like so many other things. The actresses in that film were insane. The talent that was there was stunning and beautiful. The film, the way it was filmed, stunning. The costume design, stunning. The cinematography, stunning. The fact that it wasn't nominated for anything truly surprises me.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Truly surprises me.
And it's not that we aren't over the moon that she reached EGOT status.
Facts.
But there was some Oscar controversy when A, she wasn't nominated, or the film in general wasn't nominated. And you heard about the private screenings of other two films that were holding private screenings to get votes to get nominated, which beat out Woman King. And because of that, like, everybody thought Woman King would get nominated, but it was these two other indie films that were holding private screenings that were biased towards
that's the real tea right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the nepotism of the industry. I hate to put it that way.
Facts.
But Viola Davis, we stand for you. We are so sorry.
Absolutely.
I was also really surprised that Danielle Deadweiler didn't get nominated for Till, or Till didn't get nominated for anything.
Yeah, that's true too.
It's a really sad, it's a true story. It's sad and unfortunate, but it brings up the conversation of things, reoccurring themes that are happening still in today's society.
Right.
Thanks. And had it been nominated, it would have started more conversations of how people are treated today in society.
Absolutely.
The perception is you guys just didn't want these conversations to happen. The film was beautifully made, beautifully acted. The casting was spot on. This was a true story. It had its moment in history and you guys denied it its chance to really captivate audiences. That being said, well, for best song,
we've got some honorable mentions.
Top Gun got nominated for so many things that just blew my mind. I was not mentally prepared for Top Gun to make this list whatsoever.
Top Gun list making the list in general surprised me 100%. Yes.
None of their actors, but Top Gun got nominated for everything else under the sun. But don't get me wrong, I know everybody's rooting for Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Gaga in Maverick. And don't get me wrong, I love Top Gun. I regret us not covering it on the podcast. If you have any military friends or family and you took them to go see this, you were definitely true. American walking out of that theater and saying hoorah and everything else under the sun. When Gaga came on, I was just like, oh man, you were almost as moved when she would sing the national anthem. And that's what they wanted to bring out in this film. And they did it. And don't get me wrong, when Rihanna sang Lift Me Up, it was beautiful. It was magical. You felt the spirit come through you, okay, of Black Panther.
Facts.
She understood the responsibility that came with this film. She understood just every aspect of what was at stake. She came out of retirement, kind of, to make this song happen. And I have the utmost respect for her for doing it. But I wouldn't be surprised if they gave it to Gaga. I was also really surprised, but like thoroughly enjoyed Glass Onion. I wasn't expecting Glass Onion to make the cut for best adapted screenplay. It was like a fun murder mystery thing that I would never typically get into. And then like had Melinda not brought it to my attention. She's like, well, the first one was really good. You should check out the second. And I was like, oh, all right. And then when I did watch it, I was like, oh yeah, that was really good. And I was like, wait a second, this got nominated? Hold the phone.
Right.
And then I don't think it's going to win. And I hate to say this, but Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris has a very special place in my heart.
I was stoked when I thought it was nominated.
For costume design, my gut tells me it's going to be Wakanda that gets it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ruthie Carter. Just for Thal Khan alone.
Yeah. Oh, like, agreed.
Just
Yes.
for Thal Khan alone, it was stunning.
But to know that like Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris like made it to the Oscars and is nominated, I'm super proud. It was a beautiful film. It caught me in my feels. I felt super girly. The costume designer for Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris just got me in my feels, and I'm rooting for you guys. I really am.
I highly recommend the two that are nominated for, two of them that are nominated for Best Documentary, Fire and Love, which is on Disney Plus, I think, and then Navali,
okay,
which is HBO. Navali is about the man who ran against Putin, the assassination attempt on him,
yes,
and everything that happened accordingly, and how they figured out, and all of the different cases that they, like, you know, the journalists that figured out how he was poisoned and all this stuff. And then Fire of Love, it's about this married couple who are scientists who study volcanoes.
Oh,
which,
okay.
You know, doesn't seem like the most exciting documentary, but it is so cute. Like, their whole marriage, their whole love story is super cute. But also, the footage was shot by them, and it is some of the most beautiful footage I have ever seen. It is National Geographic times 1,000. Like, this two films, they're both streaming. Go watch it. Highly recommend.
And now it is time for the spotlight of the week. Looking to move? 24/7 Moving is a full service moving company based in LA. At 24/7 Moving, they understand moving can be overwhelming sometimes, and they see this as their responsibility to alleviate the pressure and stress. Their professional team provides fun, friendly, and secure local and long-distance services throughout the U.S. Their highly skilled and well-trained team has combined experience of over 3,000 moves, including commercial and residential. They deliver smooth and stress-free moving and packing services at affordable prices. I've personally used 24/7 Moving and have never been so impressed with a team of movers in my life. They weren't just fast and efficient. They were affordable, and the guest service was unmatched to anything I've ever worked with before. For more information, visit them online at 247moving.com. We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: any of the movies that we spoke about today, any of the producers, directors, actors, actresses. We're not affiliated with them at all. We are just really big fans. Really big fans.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.